Life isn't a destination, it is a journey. And in this beautiful journey, there is always this epitome of perfection, whose presence is seldom noticed. He is always there, standing as a guide, chiseling, carving, and molding us from mere stagnant stones to marvelous idols. For the purpose of life itself is to get sculpted from stones to statues of that master sculptor's creation. We all belong to him, the creator, the sustainer, and the doer. Om Shri Sai Ram. Swami, with hearts filled with love, reverence, and gratitude, we, the students of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam, humbly offer at thy lotus feet a drama presentation titled Tu Hi Karam, Tu Hi Karta. You are the act, you are the doer.
Mukti kori narudu mukoti devatala వేడుకొన్నను రాని వెటలు పోవు తనదులోని అహముక్తాజ్సంపు కొన్నను ముక్తి
Greetings, O Lord. Lord, this is the statue which we have been chiseling for a long time.
O Lord, you chiseling the imperfections out of these statues is a sight to behold, O Master Sculptor.
Yes, man has been the crest jewel of my creation, blessed with the best of everything that I had ever envisioned.
Yes, my Lord. You have sculpted man, God's masterpiece. But Lord, you have also given him mind, which is like a double-edged sword.
While we chisel these statues representing mankind, we are engulfed in the clouds of doership. It feels as if the work wouldn't complete if I did not do it.
Yes, my child.
Prakritai kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankar vimudhatma karta hamiti man.
Mind is the master key. Turn it right, it would see God's hand in every walk of your life. But turn it left, it would create a perfect illusion of you being the master. Now, what about this? Is this Keshav, that sculptor?
Yes, my Lord, but you have not yet granted him the faculty of vision. May I, with your permission, chisel his eyes, Lord?
Sun shines bright, and yet some choose to remain in the dark. But few see the light that is within and illuminate the world with their inner effulgence.
But Lord, his eyes?
The eyes? Not now, my son. Not now.
Lord, your ways are mysterious. We shall not attempt to understand the intricacies of your ways, but shall witness the story of the sculptor unfold itself.
God sculpting man, and man sculpting God.
Every time you render a soulful song, you put a soul into the stone. I am truly blessed to have a son as gifted and devoted as you, Keshav.
Pitaji, in what way this blind sculptor can chisel a statue of the Lord? I clearly feel him working through me.
Perfectly symmetric and proportional. I have never seen an idol so perfect.
Arey Sagar, all these praises belong to my beloved Kanhaiya. By the way, did you finish working on that statue?
Haan Saab Ji, I will bring that to you.
Aha, feels like you have mastered the art by his blessings,
Chodo Saab Ji.
Oh, my brother has made another idol. This calls for a celebration. How about some fresh juice?
Chacha, will you make pineapple juice for us?
Suraj Beta, you have come back from school.
Yes, Dadu, and Akash is also here.
Oh, Akash.
Namaste, Uncle.
Namaste, Beta. कैसे हो?
मैं ठीक हूँ अंकल. वाव, अंकल, you made this statue? So nice.
अरे हाँ.
पिताजी, तो परमपुर समाज सेवक और ऑर्गेनाइजिंग अ फेयर फॉर ऑर्फनेज चिल्ड्रन. आई फील इवन आई मस्ट लेंड अ हेल्पिंग हैंड टू सी दो स्माइलिंग फेसेस ऑफ चिल्ड्रन. तो भैया, मैं चलता हूँ.
माधव, I feel so proud to have a brother like you. You always find time to do something for the society. I too want to do my bit. Sagar, zara wo bag la dena. Madhav, I have made toys from the leftover stones. Can you please give it to those children?
Sure, brother. In fact, the toys which we distributed in the last seva are the talk of the town. Children will be very happy to receive them. Pitaji, I will leave now.
Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Pranam Pandit Ji.
Ayushman Bhava.
Sagar, get a chair for Shastri Ji. And Suraj, will you please get some juice for him?
Ha Dadu, abhi laya.
Thank you.
Hare Keshav, is that a new idol? I don't think I've seen this one before.
Yes, Shastriji. He just finished it this morning.
Keshav, your mastery over this craft seems to have no end. How I wish that accident never took place where you lost your eyes. You would have made even better statues. Mysterious are his ways.
Shastriji, yes, I have lost my eyes, but I feel my Lord's presence all the time, guiding me through my work. And all these idols are manifestations of his grace and love on me.
So true, my son. Even in such distress, you seem to have not lost faith. And Shastriji, we are slowly accumulating money to afford treatment for his eyes.
Oh yes, I'm sure God will take care of that. Arey, I have forgotten the task for which I had come today. All the elders of the temple have decided that Keshav should be sculpting Rama's idol for the temple.
Oh, they have chosen this blind sculptor? What a blessing. Thank you so much, Panditji. Thank you so much.
Blessed are we, Keshav, for we witnessed Lord himself working wonders through this instrument of his. Your idols are so full of life. In fact, the Krishna idol that you made for Motilalji. Wow! I was literally seeing Krishna himself. And by the way, the temple trustees are more than willing to support you financially for this assignment.
Shastriji, this opportunity itself is so sacred. I do not expect anything out of this.
But Keshav...
Shastriji, it is for our temple. Let us not bring in money here.
How noble of you. I'm sure God will have his own arrangements for this noble act of yours. I shall take leave now. Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Keshav Bhaiya, being in company of such a noble soul like you, I am learning things for my life rather than mere living.
Beta, I am so proud of you. It was a good decision, but that amount would have surely added to whatever we are trying to save for your treatment.
Pitaji, if it is his will that I should see through these eyes, he will make it happen. Let's get on with our duty. Chalo, Sagar.
God has already willed it, Damodarji. God has willed it.
Arey, Somnath ji, aap idhar.
Namaste, Damodarji. We all are here.
Keshav bhaiya, Gopinath ji, Somnath ji and Divakar ji have come to see you.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Jai Shri Krishna.
Damodar, we have been thinking about this for long. Your entire family for generations have been in the service of the Lord through your craft of sculpting.
It's been our privilege that we are blessed with such a wonderful family in our neighborhood who live more for others than for themselves.
In fact, we discussed this in the meeting that we had in the temple with everyone. Keshav, you shouldn't be saying no to this, beta.
But what is it, Gopinath ji?
All of us have decided that we would do everything possible to get your eyes operated, Keshav.
And this is purely out of our love, not just for you, but it is a mark of respect for your father and your forefathers who have been loyal servants to this temple.
Keshav, this is one decision which was never debated in the meeting. All the elders and trustees were spontaneous in giving their consent. In fact, all the arrangements are being made.
We are so grateful to you all. This act of generosity is surely a life-changing one, not just for Keshav, but for all of us.
Are Keshav? Kya kar rahe ho, beta? It is not us. I have a strong feeling that this was prompted by God himself. Otherwise, we are honestly never this united on anything.
And I'm sure Keshav will get even better when he gets back his eyes.
We shall take your leave now. Jai Shri Krishna.
How merciful our Lord is, I have no words to express.
I am waiting to see my master get back his eyes. God alone knows how many more wonders he would create.
Pitaji, the only way I can offer my gratitude is to make an idol with my heart and soul. Sagar, let us begin the work.
Your sankalpa shall prevail.
What a noble instrument of our Lord.
After all, he is my creation.
Lord, I am so elated to see you finally complete the statue.
And yet, a lot remains to be done. Keshav, I am pleased by your devotion, and hence I bestow you with sight. But don't lose your vision along the way, O child. Eyes must be used for the purpose of realizing God in everything you see. For the entire body is nothing but the temple of God.
Deho Devalaya Prokto Jivo Deva Sanatana. This temple of God should be used in a sacred manner.
Lord, this reminds me one of thy holy composition.
Kannulundi gruddulai Kalyana karamaina Neeroopu darshimpa Nerarairi Chevilundi chevutulai Ati manoharamaina Neegana malimpa Nerarairi.
O child, eyes are gifted to have my darshan. Ears should listen to my words. Hands must involve in my work. And the legs must lead you to satsangam.
Lord, you always have a special place for those who serve you and love you unconditionally.
Yes, my child, my beloved Hanuma was one such humble servant. He dedicated his body and soul for my service, always asking only for me and nothing else.
Mother Sita, let me offer this necklace of precious gems which was given by the Lord of the Oceans to the mighty Ravana himself.
Oh Sita, you may grant the necklace as a gift to anyone among those here whom you feel deserves your grace.
Hanuman, your selfless love and devotion towards my Lord has pleased us all. If there is anyone who deserves my grace, it is you, O Hanuman.
What are you doing with it?
Who is this Vanara that treats that necklace so recklessly? He seems to be taking it from his teeth and removing it through.
Oh, peerless hero, why did you break that marvelous piece of necklace into so many bits? Is it right to do so? Tell us, why did you treat that necklace with such disdain?
Oh, king, I examined each gem in order to discover whether each had in it the sacred name of Rama. I could not find it in any gem. Without the name of Rama, they are but stones and pebbles. So, I cast them on the ground.
If it is your desire that in every particle there should be the name of Rama, are you not asking for something impossible?
Of what good is anything which has not in it the name of my Ramachandra?
Oh, you would not wear anything which has not got in it the name of Rama? Well, you are wearing your body. You carry it along with you. Is Rama in you, Hanuman?
My Lord has blessed me with so much love and grace that I am filled with His divine name and form in each and every cell of this body.
Rom, Rom me, basne.
Thank you.
Vanara, pardon me, for I could not comprehend your devotion. You shall always be remembered as a true devotee of our Lord.
Jai Shri Ram.
Hanuman, what can I offer you on this occasion? I have no gifts worthy to be given to you. I am giving myself to you, Hanuman. That reflected on the intensity of Hanuman's love towards his Lord. Therefore, Keshav's devout and dedicated nature melted the Lord's heart and his eyes were operated successfully. At the same time, he is also surprised to know that the idol of Rama, sculpted by him, would be installed on that same day in the village temple.
पापा,
बेटा, सूरज,
अरे सोमनाथ जी, look who is here, केशव is back from the operation.
भैया, पहचाना इसको?
साहब जी, मैं.
How can I not recognize you, Sagar? Without you, my work was never complete.
Keshav, did you recognize me? On Ashtami, I bought 3 idols from you. And I was the one who bought the statue of Ganesha playing tabla.
Arey Keshav, udhar hi samay bitaoge kya? Zara hum bhi dekhe humare jadugar ko. Shastri ji, pranam.
Keshav, I'm so happy to see you.
अरे हाँ, मुहूर्त इज फास्ट अप्रोचिंग. टाइम हैज कम टू बिहोल्ड द ब्यूटी ऑफ आवर लॉर्ड.
नमो भयम् वै श्रवणाय कुर्महे समय का भांता मकामाय मह्यम् कामेश्वरो वै श्रवणो ददातु कुबेराय वैश्रवणाय महाराजाय नमः.
श्रीरा सीताराम राम सीताराम 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 श्री राम जी की महिमा अपार राम जी की महिमा अपार श्री राम जी की महिमा अपार. महिमा अपार, राम जी की महिमा अपार। नीरजन मुखारविंदा श्यामल छवि अति सुंदर, राम करुणा स्वरूप निर्मल स्वभाव, करुणा स्वरूप निर्मल स्वभाव, भक्तों के प्राण गुणशीलवान, रवि कुल मंडन दशरथ नंदन, मुनि जन रंजन नयन अभिरा,
masterpiece. Is this what I made? Wah, Keshav, wah.
Jinki kripa se paathar bhi tare, ek hi baan se dusht samhare, charno ki dhool se paapi uthare, ye shubh din unhi ka manalo. ये शुभ दिन उन्हीं का मना लो आज, मुबारक हो सबको श्री राम जी के साथ, रघुपति राघव राजा राम, पतित पावन सीता राम,
जय जय श्री राम, जय जय श्री राम, जय जय श्री राम, जय जय श्री राम, जय जय श्री राम, जय जय श्री राम, जय जय श्री राम, जय जय श्री राम,
majestic our Lord looks in all his grandeur. I have never seen anything like this before.
Are Somnath ji, I can verily see the Lord there.
After all, it is our Keshav's work.
Absolutely, Shastri ji. The intricacies of this statue are no ordinary sculptor's job.
Enchanting, isn't it, Damodar ji?
Yes, sir. It is all His grace and your benevolence.
So true, Father. We did not expect such a blessing to knock at our doors so soon.
God is ever merciful. Now I am pretty sure that your idols are going to be nothing less than His true form.
Yes, I cannot believe what I am seeing. My creation is perfect. I am amazed at what I have created without eyes.
Mark my words, Keshav. You are a talent that shall not remain unheard.
Blessed indeed is this village to have such a great sculptor like you, Keshav.
Krishna.
Saab ji, you deserve every bit of this honor and recognition.
Is it? Maybe, yes. I'm sure my presence and my work will bring more laurels to me and to this village.
Keshav, people from Parampur are here. They want to talk to you.
Namaste, Keshav ji. We consider ourselves extremely privileged to have seen the creation and the Creator Himself today.
The glory of your expertise is spreading far and wide. We were spellbound and mesmerized by what we have seen today.
Keshav ji, we want you to create this magic in our village too. Can you make an idol of Hanuman for our temple?
Yes, why not? I look forward to working for people who appreciate my work and have the capacity to give it the value that it deserves.
Thank you so much, Keshav ji. You agreeing to do our work in itself is such a privilege. What about the payment?
Arey Deepak ji, Keshav doesn't take any.
Shastri ji, main baat kar lunga. I shall let you know the amount at an appropriate time. You make your arrangements.
Sure, Keshav ji. We shall take leave now.
The statue looks complete, isn't it?
You never know. Uncertainty is his other name.
Greetings, O Lord.
Dear ones, did I hear you say that the statue is complete?
O omnipresent Lord, nothing can miss your attention.
There is still some work left. Keshav needs few final touches.
But Lord, I thought I was complete in all aspects. There is still some work left.
Keshav, yes, you have your sight, but I am afraid you're losing your vision.
Oh, Master, my eyes are perfect. I can see everything around.
Innocent one, bear with this for now, and you will come out stronger.
God, I have had enough of this painful process. I cannot bear this any longer.
Bangaru, trust me for now, and you will never ever complain.
Lord, in that case, let me do this myself. I can see now. I shall, without much pain, give those final touches.
Oh, you want to take things in your own hands now. Work as per your will, my child. But remember, Keshav, I am always with you, around you, watching you at every step of yours.
Keshav, a little
little left. Maybe a touch deeper. Something seems to be missing here. Is it the nose? Or...
Pitaji, I can see now. I can do it on my own. Sagar, what are you working on? Those eyes look lifeless. And that smile? Okay, maybe you cannot go beyond this. Shift that to me. I shall give it the final touches and turn it into a masterpiece.
Sabji, how can I make it better?
Arre Sagar, it will take a lot of time. Just observe me when I am at work.
Bhaiya, here is your lunch. By the way, are those toys ready for the children? They loved it the last time also.
Madhav, toys. Just look around. So many statues have been ordered. You still think I have time for your petty toys?
But bhaiya, you always made them.
Shastriji, namaste. So, you have come with one more order for an idol?
Beta, those people from Parampur
loved the statue, right? That's nothing new, Shastriji. Oh, that reminds me. What about the payment?
Keshav, they have returned the statue you made.
What? Did I hear you right, Shastriji?
They didn't like it. They said it wasn't up to the mark.
Not up to the mark? My statue? They are out of their senses. They have no idea whom they have rejected.
Keshav, you shouldn't be talking like this, beta.
Papa, I don't think you realized what just happened here. They have rejected my work.
Keshav, we all make mistakes, beta. It is important to acknowledge and learn from them. But I'm afraid you are going on the wrong track. I don't see that willingness in you.
Pitaji, I know what I'm doing.
Keshav, beta, I don't know if I'm talking to the same Keshav that I once knew. Anyways, may the Lord guide you. I shall take leave now. Jai Shri Krishna.
नमस्ते केशव भाई, लगता है हमको भूल ही गए हो आप।
अरे मोतीलाल जी, ओ रामू काका, आइए आइए। आप जैसे सेठ लोगों को कैसे भूल सकते हैं? बोलिए, कैसे आना हुआ?
Why would someone come to the doorstep of a magician to see his magic? अरे, that day I could not make it to the temple, but what a creation केशव भाई!
I heard you got honored on that day.
Kya baat hai Keshav ji? Haan Ramu kaka, it was bound to happen someday.
Keshav bhai, Bhabji wanted a new idol. She was very particular that it must be the one you made.
Are sure Motilal ji. I have done so many wonderful statues now. You can choose anyone. Are Sagar, inko kuch dikhana zara.
Motilal ji, come here.
मैं भी आया।
ये तो इतना खास नहीं है। केशव, show me something that you made that didn't have your master touch.
सागर, show him that Rama idol which I made.
मोतीलाल जी, look at this Ganesha idol.
अरे हाँ, ये तो कमाल है भाई। There is magic in your hands, Keshav.
Motilal ji, आप चश्मे घर में भूल के आ गए क्या? That Ganesha idol is done by Sagar, not me.
अरे नहीं नहीं।
Sagar, इधर आ जरा। What is this? I told you to work on that face. See, those cheeks look swollen.
नमस्ते केशव भाई।
अरे गायतोंडे जी, आइए।
I hope my statue is ready.
हाँ हाँ गायतोंडे जी। सागर और मोतीलाल जी,
कुछ पसंद आया कि नहीं?
What am I hearing? Something that is done by Keshav is being questioned?
समझाओ इनको गायतोंडे जी. They say that my statue is not perfect.
Is that so? Let me have a look. Keshav, your junior needs a lot of training under you. He is not as good as you.
गायतोंडे जी, अब आपको भी क्या हो गया? That Rama idol is done by me. What happened to you all? Have you all lost your sense of judgment? Can't you all see the perfection in my idols?
सुनो सुनो सुनो, चंद्रपुर के महाराज श्री 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 राजा इंद्रवर्मा पधार रहे हैं.
Greetings, O Highness. While I am elated to have been blessed by your presence, I am afraid I cannot even offer an appropriate seat.
Wow! Look at these masterpieces. For once, the description of your prowess matched the real. No wonder you have been chosen by God Himself.
Your Majesty, pardon me. I am unable to comprehend your observation.
His Highness, the Maharaja of Chandrapur, has taken up the noble task of building a temple of Lord Krishna. The hunt for some of the best sculptors turned futile, as His Majesty was not satisfied with any of their work.
I had been praying to the Lord for a long time to help me find a sculptor. My prayers intensified as I desired His guidance. And then I was blessed with a vision where my Lord directed me to you, Keshav.
Oh, God chose me?
Yes, Keshav. It is the Lord's command that you should sculpt His idol. I didn't want to waste any more time in executing His command. And that's what brings me here.
Oh, I am blessed. I cannot describe in words the joy that I'm experiencing right now. Oh, noble one, these hands of mine have sculpted magic all these years. It is more than apt that I have been chosen by the Lord Himself now. I promise you, Your Highness, I will make the Lord literally stand in that sanctum sanctorum. I shall create the Creator.
I knew about your glory, Keshav. I hope you will meet His expectations. I shall leave now.
क्यों मोतीलाल जी, बात आई समझ में? और रामू काका, आंखें खुल गई आपकी? शास्त्री जी, गो एंड टेल दोस पीपल ऑफ परमपुर whom they have rejected Keshav, God's sculptor. Netaji, this is the crest jewel of all my achievements. With all my experience and skill, I shall create something that the world will need more than two eyes to see its beauty. Sagar, get me the best of stones and make all the necessary arrangements. For I, God's sculptor, deserve the very best.
God sculptor. Ah, that was so pleasing to my ears. Keshav, time has come to unleash your full potential and carve your name and fame on the golden pages of history. Let me show the world the wonders that these hands can create. Oh no! How did this break? This never happened to me. Let me try on something else. What? Even this gave way? Maybe something's wrong with the stone. Or maybe I am not in control. But why? Let me try again. What? No! This can't happen to me! Why are the stones crumbling with just one stroke of mine? There is something wrong. The craft seems to betray me at a time when I need it the most. Are these not the hands that have once produced monumental idols? But why are they not listening to me now? What do I do? Where do I go? Pitaji, I cannot understand what is happening. What is wrong?
Beta, I am an old man. My eyes fail to see your glory and have lost the capacity to identify your mistakes.
My mistakes? What have I done? Madhav? Madhav, at least you tell me. I cannot...
Leave me with my fruits, brother. I am too ignorant to advise you.
Somebody just tell me what's wrong. Arre Sagar, kam se kam tu to bata.
Saab ji, aap jaane aapki jadugari. I am no good to give you advice, Saab.
Keshav, where's the magic? Is this me? I can't even get a single stroke right. Not even an outline. Have I lost it? Have I lost it all? But why? No. No. This can't happen to me. This cannot happen to me. I can't take this anymore.
Hey,
Keshav now seems to have lost his mastery over the art of sculpting. The magic which he once possessed now seems to have left him completely at the most opportune moment of his life. Lack of reasons make him walk away immediately from that spot, and a few moments later, he finds himself on the riverbank.
Why did this happen to me? I couldn't get even a single stroke right. Not even an outline?
A lot of wealth? Never seen so much wealth in my life. Hand over the jewels right now, or else none shall live.
Arjuna? Arjuna!
Do not take a step further. I am warning you.
Oh, you're warning us?
Why do you fall like moths into fire? Why be like fish that meet death, craving for the angler's worm? Do not invite death in this vain attempt to collect loot.
Seems like you do not know who we are.
If you do not pay heed to my warning, I shall dispatch the whole lot of you to the kingdom of death with a twang of my incomparable Gandiva.
Eh? Do not waste our time. Surrender quickly and let us finish our work.
I imagine you do not know who I am. I am the undefeated warrior, Atirathi, of the greatest war this world has ever witnessed. I am Arjuna, vanquisher of the most fearsome warriors in the battle of Kurukshetra.
Arjuna, save us from this calamity.
Do not fear, O Mata. I shall, with my Gandiva, drive these barbarians away.
Unable to even string my Gandiva?
Arjuna, what are you waiting for? Our cries of help seem to be falling on your deaf ears.
No, grandsire. Let me, with this inexhaustible repository of armor, get rid of these ravagers.
Om Hrim Shrim Ma... Manasa Siddhak. What? No. No.
What happened to you, Arjuna? Are you the same warrior who vanquished the Kauravas single-handedly with the Gandiva?
I am unable to recollect even a single sacred mantra or the process of its invocation.
This cannot happen to me.
So, you are that undefeated warrior who cannot even string a bow.
Arjuna, the belligerence and the valor of the Gandiva seem to have abandoned you when you needed the most.
Yes, I am not even able to string my Gandiva. My mastery, my skills seem to have just vanished. I feel like a lion whose teeth has been plucked out and whose claws have been sheared.
With Krishna as your charioteer, you won every other battle. But now, you seem to be a pale shadow of that great warrior.
Oh, Krishna, what has happened to me? Krishna? 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 How foolish of me, boasting to be the greatest archer in history.
I thought that I was the one who defeated the mighty Kauravas. But now I realize that I'm just a puppet in the hands of that divine puppeteer. That I'm just a puppet in the hands of that divine puppeteer.
Divine puppeteer. And the puppet.
Sabji. Sabji.
Who is Sabji?
Whom are you talking to? What are you looking at?
That play. That play. I should thank them. Hey. Hey. Where did they all disappear? They were right here. Bhaiya. Bhaiya. Where are all those people who just enacted a play here?
Sabji, what are you talking about?
Arey, we all sat together and watched that play, right?
Sab, you are looking like a normal person. But why are you talking like that? We have been here for a long time, mending our fishing nets.
In fact, we wanted to ask you as to why you are staring into that horizon eternally, as if you are seeing something there.
What are you saying? Did we all not see that play of Arjuna?
Saab, please don't waste our time. We have a lot of work.
Yeah. So, there was nothing going on here? No, it happened here. Right here. Next to this tree. Only I had seen it. Or maybe only I had to see it. Oh Lord, you weave the play just to bring me back to my senses? Oh Lord, what have I done? When I got my eyes, I thought others went blind because they called my work incomplete. They were right. They were right. For I had left your hand and I stood all alone, blinded by my ego. I called you my creation and I was the creator. Oh Kanhaiya, you are the life in my work. You are the life in me. I can see, yet I am blind. I can see and yet I am blind.
Hey Giridhar Gopal, Karuna Sindhu Kapal, Bhakta Vatsal sab ke sambal mukule o samha. Hari main nain heen tum naina, Hari main दीन के बंधु बचन सुन के बैना हरि मैं नैन हीन तुम नैना हरि मैं नैन हीन तुम नैना दर्शन से सुख बिन दर्शन दुख प्रभु मेरो मन वापावे तुम देखे मेरो सूरज उगे तुम बिछड़े छिप जावे पतित को बैगी उबारो नाम रटो दिन रैना हरि मैं नैन हीन तुम नैना हरि मैं नैन हीन तुम नैना हे गिरिधर गोपाल श्याम सल सब के संबल मुकुले संभाल गोपाल 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 गोपाल
पिताजी, इन व्हाट वे दिस ब्लाइंड स्कल्प्टर कैन चिजल अ स्टैचू ऑफ द लॉर्ड आई क्लियरली फील हिम वर्किंग थ्रू मी इफ इट इज विल दैट आई शुड सी थ्रू दीज आईज ही विल मेक इट हैपन माय क्रिएशन इज परफेक्ट I am amazed at what I have created without eyes. I'm sure my presence and my work will bring more laurels to me and to this village. Pitaji, I know what I'm doing. They have rejected Keshav, God's sculptor. I will make the Lord literally stand in that sanctum sanctorum. I shall create the Creator. God, without eyes, I felt your divine hand in every act of mine. But when I got back my eyes, I had lost my vision, Lord. I had lost my vision. I was ignorant to have not noticed your presence all through my life, Lord. I was foolish to believe that I was the doer. Lord, you are right in front of me, and yet I cannot see you. These eyes, they have blinded me from you, Lord. They have taken me away from you. Do I need them anymore? No, I don't need them. I don't need these eyes anymore, Lord. Let me chisel out these eyes.
That's enough, Keshav. You need not do this. The problem was not with your eyes, my child, but with the I, your ego, your ahankar. Keshav, you had forgotten that I was the master of this entire creation. I am the only source of power by which you performed all your actions. You were a mere instrument in my hands, O child, as I was the divine dramatist.
Prema Swarupulara, yememo chestunnamani ahankara padutuntaru.
You're egoistic because you do that.
Yen ninno chestunnanu garapadutuntaru.
You're so egoistic, feel proud that you do it.
Avakasame ledu. Anni taane chestunnadu.
It's God who does.
Aane taanu anubhavistunnadu.
He experiences.
Taane aanandistunnadu. Evariki teliyakunda nenu ee pani chestunnanu antuntavu. Kaadu kaadu. God chustune unnadu.
You think that you are doing secretly, but God sees you.
కానీ ఆ గాడ్ ఎక్కడున్నాడు?
There is God.
నీ కన్నులో చూపు ఎట్ట ఉందో అట్టనే ఉంటున్నాడు.
Just as there is vision in your eye, there lies God.
నీ నాలుక నుంచి ఎట్టి పదములు ఉచ్చరిస్తున్నావో అక్కడే ఉంటుంది గాడ్.
Just as you talk with your tongue, there is God.
కనుకనే సర్వములకు గాడ్.
Everything is God.
हमारी दुआ
उस्ताद।
అనుకుంటున్నారా?
స్టూడెంట్,
పిల్లలు నా యొక్క ప్రాపర్టీలు.
స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆర్ హిస్ ప్రాపర్టీ.
పిల్లలు తాయి ఆదర్శాలను ఈ పిల్లలు అనుసరిస్తున్నారంటే అంతకంటే నాకు ఆనందం మరొకటి లేదు.
ఇఫ్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఫాలో స్వామీస్ ఐడియల్, నథింగ్ గివ్స్ హిమ్ గ్రేటర్ జాయ్.
ప్రతి అడుగున మీ బాట, ప్రతి పలుకున మీ మాట, ప్రతి క్షణం మీకే అంకితం, ఈ జీవితం మీకు అర్పితం.
Good job.
कृष्ण भजो कृष्ण भजो मुरली गोविंद भजो
Thank you. Narayana Govinda Madhava Sai Narayana Govinda Keshava
Yeah.
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य सा।